Diego still unfortunately has his horn, but he also has his plays to ponder, so let's turn it over to him.
A little different approach this week. We're not going to give you plays to ponder relating to this upcoming game. Instead, I'm going to give you my five favorite plays of the season, and you can ponder those.
Of 2017.
I'm guessing a lot of people aren't going to agree with at least a couple of them, but these kind of summarize all that happened to the Steelers this year. Let's hit it, G, and get it rolling. This is the first game of the year, and this is number one pick T.J. Watt. We saw him do this kind of thing in OTAs, and he didn't wait long to do it in the NFL. Six tackles, two for a loss, two sacks, two quarterback hits, and this pick in his debut game. Welcome to the big leagues, T.J. Watt. What a year he had. He actually ended up getting my vote for Rookie of the Year, even though he did not win that award. This is in Chicago, and it's a blocked field goal. But look at the hustle, first from Jordan Berry and finally from Vance McDonald. Actually, they're both there about the same time. This wasn't an elimination game. This was the third week of the season, and the Steelers are getting this kind of hustle on a play right before the end of the first half in a game they're losing. I saw that, and I thought, this team is serious this year. These guys are going to get after. I don't know how well they're going to do, but they're going to get everything out of this year that they possibly can. I'll remember this play for a long time. Pretty representative. Regardless of what you think of James Harrison right about now, that happened in Kansas City on October the 15th. That set the franchise sacks record at 80.5, and it helped the Steelers hold off the Chiefs in a game that jump-started an eight-game winning streak. This is Antonio Brown against the Ravens, and while the play against Green Bay was more spectacular, something about Antonio Brown in Baltimore. He had the, you know, the pin it to your head catch. He had the immaculate extension. Now he has this one to help the Steelers pull the game out. And finally, the play against New England, it didn't end the way the Steelers wanted it to, but I love that they went for it. As Mike Tomlin said, I love Ben Roethlisberger in chaos. It didn't work out this time, but that doesn't mean it can't next time. I think Ben Roethlisberger can make that throw. I think he thinks he can make that throw. Maybe next time he makes that throw, and it's an entire
maybe next time he's thrown it to number 84, and then I would bet 50 cents that it ends differently.
Only 50 cents?
You might be onto something there as well.
$1.
But two. Not to go all Herm Edwards on you, but play to win the game.
Absolutely.
And that also, like the hustle play in Chicago, that tells you who the Steelers
are. Well, and I became an advocate of that in San Diego Monday night. Le'Veon Bell and the Wildcat.
Yep. Touchdown or go home.
Touchdown or go home.
Not kicking because, a field goal,
and,
not going
and
on.
And after that game was over, Kevin Colbert explained the football people's thinking about it. He said, you have to make one play to win the game right there. If you go into overtime, you probably have to make six or eight plays to get out of overtime with the win. You're more confident of one play from the 1 yard line or six to eight plays over the course of three different phases, maybe, offense, defense, and special teams moving forward.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do in the postseason. Maybe we'll have a whole new list in February.
Yeah. To ponder.
To ponder.
All right, we're done pondering. We're going to take a break. When we return, Tunch's keys to the game.
Notice how this is all black and gold.
Don't get beat.